Hi lovelies, so let's talk about vision journals. Why are they important, the purpose behind them, and how do I go about creating one? So I'm a firm believer that when you set your intention and you put it out there, you attract these things. You know, this has always been the way I've lived from the time I was very little. So I'm here to help you, because a lot of times we think of vision journals and we look online and everybody seems to be creating really great ones and we just have a blank canvas. Then we look at our lives and we think, oh my God, there's so many things I need to change or I want to happen, or there's so many things that I have no clue where to start. So first things first, when we're creating a vision journal or vision board, we have to focus on what is really important to us, not what is important in the eyes of people around us, because that will be taking us away from our karmic path. That will take us totally away from what we destined to have. So we have to take a bit of time before we start doing anything to just clear our mind and to write down a few things. What were the things that held you back before? Why do you think you didn't achieve certain things that you may have wanted to? How did you land in a certain situation? And be very honest with yourself. There are times when we contribute to misdirecting our path. Then we need to identify what our strengths are and what the weaknesses are. When we identify these and we're very honest with ourselves, we're able to then jot down things that are within our control. So for example, if you know that XYZ is your strength, you know to work towards a particular direction. But if it's your weakness, then you have to be honest with yourself and say, you know, that's my weakness. I don't think so. I get grumpy around people. So, you know, why would I want to put something in my future that I want to open a coffee shop when I know it's not really going to be something I might enjoy? I don't want to be working with people. I don't want to be there all day, etc., etc., and so forth. So working on your vision journal or vision board can be so much of fun. Personally, I have my vision journal. I take it with me wherever I travel, wherever in the world I travel. I make a date with myself and I go out, have a coffee or a wine, and I sit down with my vision journal and I just focus and plan and plot my direction and attract things that I want in my life. So we need to identify things that are suitable to you. Moving to the next thing, we have to ask ourselves, why do we want to create a vision journal? And jot down three answers. Do I want to create one because I need to be more clear with the type of vision I want for my future? Do I feel inundated with so many thoughts and ideas about where I want to go and I'm just going in a circle? Do I feel stuck or trapped with certain decisions that I'm in right now and I cannot find the clarity? Whatever it may be, you find the answers and you will find those within yourself. Then we have to look at a few questions that you may have to ask yourself. Fear. What scares me when I think of applying for that bigger job, looking at moving abroad or taking on a study or making a big change? What are the fear factors behind it that limit me? When we have the answers to that, we can then address them. We put those out there and we put down the fear of failure, and then we start looking at how do I motivate myself to work away from failure? How do I work towards feeling safe in my decision making? The next thing that I'd like you to do is to be very honest with yourself about your day. When you wake up, how do you want to feel? Where do you want to go to? What do you see yourself looking like in the mirror? What do you see the end of your day being? And start with those things that are within your control to change. So often we feel change is so difficult, we cannot make the change. But when we hold ourselves slaves to a certain thought or a certain idea, working towards a vision becomes much more complicated and difficult. Next, we would look at, in 5 years, what kind of life do I see myself having? What would I like it to be? And be realistic. Make sure your visions are but sensible, they are realistic, and they're achievable. Because when we look at very unrealistic visions and we feel that there's no direction toward it, we don't work toward it. We feel like, oh, that's not going to happen. What's the point of doing it? So what I'd like you to do is work towards a few realistic visions, and then we get to the next level where we would work towards more maybe wilder visions, more bigger visions, and more exciting visions that we never would have dreamed of doing. So I'm not saying don't dream big, but you don't want to have pie in the sky. You want to tell yourself that I am able to do it. I'm able to achieve it. I can achieve it. I also would like you to work on a personal mantra for yourself. So I have a few that I work with, and one of them is, today I will not process bullshit. And it might seem a little bit out there to some of you, but at the end of the day, I will not process it. That's just the bottom line. So when it comes to creating this vision journal or vision board, it's so important that it becomes a template of who you are, but on a grander scale, on a scale that is a blueprint of your life that is going to be magnificent. And it's that little journey of taking you away from feeling stuck or trapped towards living your destiny. I will be sharing more ideas going forward about creating the vision journal. And if you do have any questions, please pop them on here. If you feel that somebody would benefit from listening to this, I would absolutely love if you could share it. Have a fantastic day.